yesterday, what was he preaching? And he said, Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 6, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And that's what I preached this Sunday morning. And I'm going to give you a little bit more tonight. I don't know, I may preach about 6 months on blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You say, when would you quit? When we get hungry. Amen. Amen. When we get to where we develop an appetite for the things of God. Amen. So if you're there at Matthew chapter number 5, say amen.
Amen.
Let's read it together. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 6. Read it with me. Blessed. Come on, talk to me. After righteousness, for they shall be filled. Tonight I want to ask you this question. How is your righteousness? Or how righteous are you? Do you need help in that area? I want to show you another verse of Scripture in this same chapter. I want you to think about your righteousness, and we're going to talk about it. Righteousness, we're going to skip the hungry part for a minute, and we're just going to talk about righteousness tonight. Look at verse number 20. Same Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, "For I say unto you, that except," say the next two words with me. "Your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Except your righteousness exceed their righteousness, you're not going to heaven. Now just chew on that just for a second. So in other words, to go to heaven when I die, I've got to be more righteous than the scribes and Pharisees.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. And it's not just more righteous, it's a different kind of righteousness.
Amen.
You understand, the scribes and the Pharisees were self-righteous.
Yeah.
You got to remember, it was them who put Jesus to the cross.
Amen.
We got a lot of those kind of people in the church. They're self-righteous.
Amen.
In other words, they have proclaimed themselves better than somebody else.
Right?
I get a little fed up with them kind of baddies.
Amen.
Because I dress different or cut my hair different, it makes me better than somebody else.
Amen.
Y'all stay with me tonight. Nothing you do in your flesh makes you better than anybody else.
Amen.
We are created equal in the eyes of God. Somebody said, the ground is level, Brother Charles, at Calvary. God is no respecter of person.
That's right.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
If we're not careful, we get saved a little while and get a little Bible under our belt. Here's a word I don't like very much. We get religious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother Eric Knight called me today, and he's ordaining some deacons there at his church tonight, and he's real nervous about it. He's never done it before, and he asked me some questions. He said, "Brother Eddie, I just thought I'd do it like this. Do you think that's okay?" I said, "That sounds fine, Brother Eric." He said, "But it's not the way people usually do it. It's a little bit different." I said, "Just because you're not following man's tradition doesn't make it wrong." He said, "I'm going to have the ordained men sit down behind the guys that I'm ordaining. I'm not putting them in the choir loft." And I said, "Well, find me a scripture where it says they got to be in the choir loft." But in this area where we live, somebody will judge and have a problem with that. Dylan asked me the other night, could he baptize somebody? I said, "Well, if you ain't afraid of the water, I don't have a problem with it." Boy, I'm going to lay a hand right here in a second. I remember not long after I was called to preach, one of the kids in our youth group got saved. And they was going to get baptized. And they asked, "Could I baptize?" Well, I didn't know. So I went and asked. "They want me to baptize them. Can I do?" "Oh, no. You can't do that. You haven't been ordained." I said, "Okay." No problem, I wasn't mad, but I got thinking about it later. It ain't the Bible.
Amen, bro. That's right.
Are y'all okay? Yeah. I don't know where the Bible says you got to be ordained to baptize somebody.
Amen, bro.
I don't recall an ordination service for John the Baptist. He is baptizing before there was anybody ordained, and he baptized Jesus. Yeah. So, women, I reckon so, son. Amen. I took criticism for letting saved dads baptize their children. That's all. Let them criticize. And if we're not careful, we'll get in a place to where if everybody don't do it just like we do it, it ain't right. We get in a place where we're so self-righteous, we think we can run somebody else's household better than we can run our own. Are we all right? You got to understand, we serve a righteous God. God's righteous. He said that again. God's righteous and he's holy. What's that mean? He's perfect. And he's sinless. And God loves righteousness. Would you agree? Over and over in the Bible, I'm trying to hurry tonight because we're baptizing. I can give you scripture after scripture where it talks about the Lord in his righteousness. God is righteous. And after we get saved, the Holy Spirit moves inside of us, and God wants us to be righteous. There's where we have a problem. There is a problem with righteousness, but we have a promise. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In other words, we can be righteous if we want to be righteous. But we've got to make sure we get the right kind of righteousness. I'm going to give you three simple thoughts tonight and we'll baptize. Number one, the problem with righteousness. The problem with righteousness. Here it is. It's real deep. If you don't listen real good, you'll miss it. The problem with righteousness is this. We ain't got none.
Yeah. Amen, bro. Right.
Let me just say that again real slow where you'll get it. We don't got none. Yeah. If I was up north, I would say we don't have any.
That's right.
None. Zero. Did you get that last part, Brother John? You understood that. Praise the Lord. We don't have it. The Bible said there is none good, no, not one. The Bible said that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Right.
I've heard people all my life compare themselves to somebody else. Well, at least I'm not like so-and-so. Mother would get on to me when I was a kid for doing this or that, and I would always say, well, at least I'm not doing this. What I was trying to do was to make my sin look less horrible than it was. That's what self-righteousness does. At least I'm not like them. And we elevate ourselves. And if we're not careful, we get to the point where we're judging everybody else because it makes us feel better about ourselves. Do you know why Christians get on social media and badmouth one another? Because they have no righteousness of their own.
Amen.
And they've got to do something to make them feel better.
Amen.
About what they're doing. If I can take the focus off of me and put it on Brother Dillon, if I can get everybody to focus on how bad he is and he's
right.
If I can get everybody to look at him and his weird haircut. You come in with a man bun, you've had a bad day. That's an oxymoron. The two words, don't man and bun, don't go together. I keep a pocket knife and it's sharp. I have me a bun collection in my office. Eh? We ain't got to worry about you having one, doing, brother. But if I can take the focus off of me and get it all on Brother Dillon, then I feel a little bit better by myself. Well, at least I ain't like that sucker. He said, Brother Eddie, you preaching to the choir? No, I'm preaching to the church.
Amen.
That's exactly how some of you act.
Yes.
right.
He's in a preacher, not me. Well, what about this one? Bless God, take my kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it ain't. So that kid ain't none of your business.
Right.
Well, she is my wife. You can't have the one you got. Funny how people in America who don't, how they've never had a child, won't advise people on children. I won't name no names, but I'll say her initials, Oprah Winfrey. I wouldn't go to her for parenting advice. Y'all okay? There's a problem with righteousness. We don't have any. So we find ourselves deficient in that area, and we try to make up for it. Amen. Somewhere along the line, we got the idea that how we look determines where we stand with God. How we talk. I believe a man ought to dress like a man.
Amen.
I believe a lady ought to dress like a lady.
Amen.
I believe in scriptural models. Are you listening? I believe women wear jewelry.
Amen.
I'm dialing me now, amen. I worry about some of these boys raking their mama's jewelry box.
Amen. From Greek.
That's about as far as I go, right there. And I'm thinking about getting me a rubber with one of them. Or this one cuts my finger off on something. Are y'all listening?
Amen.
I believe a man ought to look like a man.
Yeah.
Yes. Believe a lady ought to look like a lady.
Amen.
Amen. Not a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Amen.
But listen, how you dress. I knew how to dress a long time before I got saved.
Yeah. That's right.
I knew how to talk a long time before I got saved.
Yeah.
I grew up in church. I knew scripture a long time before I got saved.
Right.
Did all that stuff, having my hair cut right. What was they used to say? Walk right, talk right, and spit white. Wasn't it what they always said?
Yeah.
And they bragged about it. Y'all okay? You can put on a show for anybody.
Right.
You can teach your monkey tricks.
Right.
You can teach your parrot to talk.
Right.
Going through all the motions doesn't make one righteous.
Right.
Coming to church doesn't make you righteous.
Right.
We're fixing to baptize in a little bit. That don't make you righteous.
Yeah.
There's a problem with righteousness, and everybody is trying to obtain their own righteousness. And here's the problem. There is none to obtain within yourself.
Right.
There's none to obtain within the church.
Right.
Y'all all right? The problem with righteousness is we just literally hadn't got it. So you know what the Lord did? He provided us.
Amen.
Amen. What we could not get, what we could not attain, He provided for us.
Amen.
I don't have to work up my own righteousness. He gave me His.
Amen.
Brother Lester Roloff used to tell the people at the Roloff homes in the ministry, he would say, if you don't have any character, use mine till you get some. Do you get some? I'm glad when I got saved, Jesus said, you have no righteousness, but it takes righteousness to be reconciled to God. So I'm going to take my righteousness and give that to you.
Amen.
So that you might have a relationship with my Father. Look at Romans chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4. I'm going quickly tonight. I know we've got lots to do, but man, we need this tonight.
Amen.
We've got to be careful when we get to this place where we feel like we've arrived. We've got to be careful when we get to this place to where we think we can tell everybody else how to do it.
Amen.
Y'all okay? Because righteousness of itself, we have none of our own. If there's anything good about you, it's because the Lord did it in your life. I get criticized by the brethren. Well, bless God, he'll let anybody come to that church. I will. I remember when I was a sinner. I remember when I was on my way to heaven. I'm glad they didn't turn their nose up when I walked in the church. Now, I'm glad I had a place I could come. Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes.
One guy said, one preacher told another preacher, said, that Eddie White, he's got people in his church with tattoos. I thought, what that idiot don't know is so listen. They accused Jesus of being a friend of publicans and sinners. I don't want a hotel for saints. I want a hospital for sinners. Romans chapter number 4. Am I in the right place? Watch this in verse number 6. Verse number 6, we talk about the problem with righteousness. We don't have any. But then there is the provision of righteousness. Christ has it all. And then some.
Yes.
He's got more than enough. He's got enough for me. He's got enough for you.
Amen.
He's got enough for every man, boy, and girl that's ever lived, ever will live.
Amen.
Look at verse number 6. I like this. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works.
Amen.
To whom God imputeth righteousness without works. That means unearned, undeserved righteousness. That word imputed is a banking term. That means that he took it from his account and put it on my account. When Levi, my son, was in Bible college, he'd call home once a week. Hey, Dad, what are you doing? Oh, nothing much. Can I talk to Mama? Exactly what he wanted. I said, why don't you just save some time and tell me how much to put in your account? And I'd have to get on the computer and go to my account and transfer from my account into his account so he could do what he could not do on his own. Somebody help me. I'm glad when I got saved, when I bowed down and confessed I was a sinner, and take my righteousness that I have plenty of and put it in his account that he has none of. I've got the righteousness of Eddie White. I've got the righteousness of Jesus. His righteousness is provided for me. Here's the problem. Not many want. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. You ever got a craving? And nothing else will do. I'm talking about one of them cravings that make you get up, put your britches on and your shoes and go to the store. Stand in a pantry full of groceries and nothing suits you. It's that one thing that you got a hankering for. Like microwave popcorn with movie butter. Amen. Y'all eat that kettle corn stuff, you're wicked. Amen. Put sugar on popcorn, put butter and salt. Amen. My wife's giving me the eye. She likes that stuff. But you get that craving, it's something you just gotta have. When's the last time you had a craving and a hunger for the things of God and his righteousness? The reason we don't want his righteousness is because when it moves in, it pushes out the unrighteous. But thank God it's provided. Now watch what he said. He said, without works. Now, we live in a world that says if you'll do this, 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 and this, you can have this. That's not grace. If you'll join the church and be baptized, if you'll wear a tie to church and put on a King James, carry a King James Bible, and
okay.
It's not if you do nothing. He's already done it.
Amen.
He He's already provided his righteousness when he shed his blood for you and I at Calvary. It's one of those deals where all you've got to do is sit down and eat.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Our problem is we don't want to belly up to the table.
Right.
We don't like what's being served. I get tired of people talking about we're going to find a church. We're not being fed. Now, you stay eating. You get all the Bible around here, you walk and then something. You that hungry, show up tomorrow night.
That's right.
And I'm just not being fed. Well, I ain't seen you in a Wednesday night in 10 years. Amen. Problem is our appetite.
Yes.
The righteousness of God is not appealing to that old man.
Right.
But that's a good man.
Yes.
I've used this illustration for years. You got an old nature and a new nature.
Yes.
Hey, I still got flesh. So do you. Somebody said, well, I believe in sinless perfection. Well, don't get mad when you get stuck in traffic. I don't believe a Christian can sin. Boy, have I got news for you. We still got this flesh. This flesh still likes what it likes. Hey, listen. We've got an old nature and a new nature. We've got that Adamic nature, that man, that human nature. But when Jesus Christ moved in, we got a new nature. 1 Corinthians 5:17, you may be in Christ, he's a new creature. We got somebody moved inside of us. Now, one of those is controlling your life. Not what? No man can serve two masters. Lest we love the one, hate the other. Is that right? That's just Bible. One of them's in control and one of them's not. Which one are you serving?
Amen.
Which God, you're serving one of them. You're serving the Holy Spirit or you're serving your flesh. Let me tell you how I found out which one you're serving. Fast tomorrow and Tuesday for Sister Abel.
Yes.
That flesh will show up and show you who's boss, really. Can't be a witness right there.
Yeah.
I never eat breakfast, but if I decide to fast, I get in the shower and the soap smells like a bacon, egg, and cheese dip.
Yeah.
I wake up starving to death. That's that flesh saying, "Feed me, feed me." You know, I'll tell you who's in control is the one you're feeding the most.
Amen.
I preached to our teenagers years ago, and I asked this question. A bunch of them got right with God. I said, "Who do you talk to more, the Lord or your boyfriend?" The Lord or your girlfriend? Who has the priority in your life? His righteousness is provided. What a shame it would be for my wife. Oh, she cooked yesterday. If Kentucky Fried Chicken tasted her chicken pot pie, they'd shut the place down.
That's right.
Exactly right. We were taking supper to Miss Elizabeth last night. She's home recovering for her surgery. It was two big old chicken pot pies sitting on the stove, and my job was to load the truck. And I'm loading the truck, and I grab that first chicken pot pie, put it in the back of the truck. I come back in, went to grab that other one. She said, "No, that don't go."
Amen.
She said, "That's for you."
Yeah.
You're like, "Hallelujah!"
I did. Dance the jig right there in the kitchen. You know what a shame it'd be if my wife went in trouble to prepare something for me that I love? And me turn my nose up right and say, "No."
Amen.
I'll get some later.
Come on.
Amen.
That's how we do God.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
The Lord comes and says, "Man, look what I've done for you. Hey, look what I've prepared for you."
Amen.
I don't really like that. You know that?
Amen.
Remember we talked about Elijah and that angel come and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great," for they brought him bread and water.
Right.
I don't remember Elijah complaining about what the Lord brought.
Right.
I don't want to complain about what he brings. You know what he brings me every day? He brings me his word.
Amen.
Thank God. It don't all suit my flesh real good.
No.
That turn the other cheek stuff, I had a hard time with that. My answer was always, I ain't got the two. I have a hard time with that, but it's the Word of God. And I got to take it at face value, amen. There is a problem with righteousness. We don't have any. But then there is the provision of righteousness. Watch this. I'm just going to give you some scriptures and we'll baptize. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 6. The Bible said, for when we were yet without strength in due time, beloved, Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I fit that bill.
Yes, sir.
He said in verse number 7, for scarcely would a righteous man, or for a righteous man, will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through honor. How about that? 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 21. Here's what the Bible said. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin. Watch this, that we might be made, watch it, the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
Remember our problem, we don't have no righteousness,
amen,
but the Lord Jesus has provided all the righteousness we need.
Amen.
And when you get his righteousness, watch this, you don't think you're better than somebody else.
Right.
Amen.
His righteousness will not make you haughty, it'll make you humble.
Amen.
It'll make you feel so undeserving every single day of your life. It'll make you gracious and thankful.
Yes.
You have what you don't deserve.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know about you. That just thrills me today.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5 and verse number 17. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and all the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Man, are y'all listening?
Amen.
Thank God I didn't have no righteousness.
Amen.
And still in any wide is not righteous. But I have his righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. He looked at my account that had a great big negative.
Yeah,
amen.
It was way, 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 way in the red.
Amen.
And you know what he said? He has dug himself a hole of unrighteousness that he will never get out of.
Right.
Amen.
David said it. He lifted me up out of a horrible pit.
Amen.
Set my feet on a rock and established my goal.
Yes,
you know what God did? He took his righteousness and filled up that hole.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
His righteousness. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Yes, sir.
But listen, as I read these verses tonight, I realize how unrighteous I am and how righteous he is.
Yes,
okay?
Amen.
Galatians chapter 2, I love this verse, verse number 20. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Here it is, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live, in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The problem with righteousness is that we have it of our own. But then the provision of righteousness is that Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed me white as snow.
Amen.
Now listen, we know the problem. None, every one of us know we have no righteousness of our own. That's the problem. But Jesus is a problem solver.
Amen.
He provided that which we did not have. But here's where we ought to be trying to live. Not just with the problem or the provision, but we ought to be praying that the Lord help us practice his righteousness.
Amen.
Y'all okay? I wanted to say to a few people several years ago when everybody was wearing them little rubber bracelets that said WWJD. Y'all remember those?
Yeah.
Stood for What Would Jesus Do? And half the time I wanted to look at them people and say, not what you're doing.
Amen.
I don't think if Jesus were here, he would set up a Facebook account and tell everybody what's wrong with you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad? He knows you better than you know your own self. And he don't see it necessary to share it with anybody.
Amen.
How do we practice his righteousness? Our text that we have. This is 3 weeks in a row. Third message. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You got one.
Amen.
You got one.
Yes.
Preacher, I've tried to change. You can't do it. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
I'm glad Paul said, I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
If you want his righteousness, he'll give it to you. But it'll change you. Not from the outside in. It'll change you from the inside out.
Amen.
Amen. I've heard preachers make some of the dumbest statements I've ever, and I love and revere them. But I heard it growing up. I heard preachers say, if you'd shave that mustache, the Lord might save you. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Amen.
And yet they go home and study after Spurgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a beard down in here. Craig, that's crazy that they said that stuff. I heard it all my life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's not our righteousness. It's his. God will take you where you are, like you are, and give you what he has.
Amen.
When you get saved, things want to change.
Yes.
Your desires want to change.
Yes.
Your actions want to change.
Yes.
But the only way that can happen is you've got to want him.
Yes.
You ever have anybody just butts in your business?
Amen.
They give you their opinion when you didn't necessarily been asked for it.
That's right.
Get on your nerves a little bit. Y'all listening? Some people got an opinion like everybody, like about everybody. Are you listening? And Jesus is not going to force himself. You know what he said? Here it is. If you're hungry for it and thirsty for it, you can have it.
Amen.
And not just a taste, I'll fill you up.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that song, Brother Jesse, that said, he's still working on me.
Amen.
Making him what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon, the stars, the sun, the earth, and Jupiter, and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working.
Amen.
You know what he's doing? He's still giving me his life.
Yes.
Day and day. Somebody said, I can forgive so-and-so, but I'll never get over it. What if Jesus said that?
Yes.
You know what you need? You need his righteousness. Well, I'd forgive them if they come to me and ask. And Jesus forgave you before you asked.
Amen.
All you had to do is accept what he done.
Right.
Amen. Be more like him. I sang that song this morning. I forgot the words to it. It said something about when I hear him say, well done. You really think he's going to say that? You really think he's going to look at your life up one side and down the other and say, you did a good job? That's hard. I'm just hoping he says, welcome home. See, I know I'm going to heaven when I die, but I sure would like to hear it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I would be happy with it. You did all right. How is your righteousness? Quit comparing yourself to somebody else and compare yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I promise you, every time you line yourself up beside him, you're going to come up way short.
Yes.
As long as you live, we'll never be totally like him when we get out of this old body of flesh. And thank God that's coming.
Amen.
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 But we ought to be moving up. Amen. By the way, the more him you get in you, the less you'll think of yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
The less you'll think of yourself. Amen.